Place. A letter from Mary Baker Eddy to Adam H. Dickey. The place you seek is seeking you. The place you need is needing you. Divine principle brings need and supply together for mutual good. God wisely, intelligently, and lovingly controls, guides, protects, prospers, and blesses this union of his idea, man, and this joyous activity, work. All that you need to do is to see that your consciousness is fully prepared, enlarged, uplifted, joyous, expectant of infinite good, so that no sense of limitation may hinder the full manifestation of God's will for his idea. You know that God's will for his idea is perfection, nothing less. All we need ever to change is our sense of discord to the consciousness of harmony, divine government. Who says, "I have finished my work and must find another place"? God alone directs and outlines. You do not know whether it is right to stay here or to go there, except as the steps are put before you day by day. Even if your desires are in line with progress, you must surrender all human will. There must be no personal sense, no material planning, no expression of such falsehood. All is patience, calm obedience, because God is all in all, and God is everywhere. All is quiet, loving, scientific harmony. God is right where you are. Stand still and lift your vision. There is no human tyrant, no cruelty, no temper, no lust, no greed, no injustice, no self-righteousness anywhere to personify such claims, to distress, to oppress, to hold you down. God's being is infinite freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. Science and Health 481-4. And you reflect God. Work for a consciousness of harmonious activity and clear away all sense of person, either good or bad, and know that you serve the Lord, the Christ, and know that nothing can hinder, delay, or limit this God-directed, God-protected, and God-placed activity. We cannot change environment. We can only change our sense of environment, and we can never do this in any way but through the elevation of our own thought about things. God is the only environment. We have to clear our own vision, sweep away the rubbish of fear, impatience, and a false estimate of our fellow man, and know that the one mind shines through and governs all. You do not have to plan or think how, when, or where. That is God's business. Your business is to carefully reflect, listen, and obey when the call comes. The divine will is always clearly calling to us and telling us of the will of the Father. But we are so bent on having our own way and doing things instead of knowing they are already done, that half the time we do not know what God is saying. God's will be intelligently expressed and will intelligently meet your need by destroying your sense of fear. You really have no needs, for you are completely in God. God is thinking, and you reflect God's thoughts. God is working, and nothing else. God is outlining, and not one can stay his hand or say, "What doest thou?" God will tell you what to do about your work. He will unfold each step. So don't get worried, anxious, or impatient. He has infinite good in store for you. Just work to know that divine mind builds up, unifies, holds together, and prospers. The divine and perfect law of adjustment, operating through the ever-present law of attraction, is bringing you all that belongs to you. Realize for yourself daily, more than once, that the fields are already white to the harvest, that divine love always has met and always will meet every human need, Science and Health, page 494, the need of work as well as any other, that there is plenty of work for all, that yours belongs to you directly, and do not for one moment let the sense of lack stay with you. It is rank error and breeds all sorts of disease and difficulty. It does not take time for you to build up your place of your work, for it is impossible for an idea to be without its place. And that place is fully developed, as is the idea that fills it. The place must meet all the needs of the idea if it is to be provided by divine principle. God is abundance and supplies all and only abundance. Mental malpractice, error, cannot impoverish you mentally, spiritually, physically, or financially. The demonstration of this is an abundance of life, truth, and love. Also, intelligence for all your material needs. First of all, we must know that principle and not man does the placing. Paul says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." This knowing that man, God's idea, is already in his right place, does the healing work. For that place is in mind right now, and therefore the need is already supplied by divine love. Dwelling in this consciousness will bring into human experience that which we need, whether it be a home or any good thing, because this state of consciousness excludes everything wrong, such as mortal verdicts of overcrowded conditions, no good places, fear, indecision, lack, etc., and renders them null and void. And then the facts being on the right side, you find your needs supplied. Just refuse to accept man-made verdicts as your own opinions or thinking. Know that all your thoughts come from divine mind, and the true thoughts dispel any beliefs of evil about place, etc., and their seeming effects go with them. It is right for you to be with your own kind of people, and trusting God with all your heart will open the right way. There is no place for failure where God is, and He is right with you every minute. Remember, divine mind has infinite resources with which to bless. Do not limit yourself in any way. There is no law of malicious malpractice acting through any personality, condition, or circumstance that can hinder or obstruct for an instant the perfect and complete manifestation of God's place for you here and now. Read Miscellaneous Writings, page 270. The divine and perfect law of adjustment, working through the universal and ever-present law of attraction, is bringing you that which belongs to you. O Lord, give us higher, holier, purer, self-abnegated motives, desires, and spiritual inspiration. make a place for God in your thinking and acting, and your place in human experience will be manifested. Did you but know the sublimity of your hope, the infinite capacity of your being, the grandeur of your outlook, you would let error kill itself. Error comes to you for life, and you give it all the life it has. There is no channel, personal or impersonal, through which or by which animal magnetism, either malicious or willful, sympathetic or ignorant, conscious or unconscious, can touch Christian Science, its discoverer, its adherents, or their activities. Today, Divine Mind adjusts me to my work and adjusts my work to me. Under this law of adjustment, God's law, my work must be successful. Through steadfast declaration, work and worker, buyer and seller are brought together. Thus, supply meets demand, and God's perfect law is brought into manifestation. The end.